Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball team wear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Netball World Cup 2023 is just days away. We were the only UK netball podcast providing daily updates in Liverpool back in 2019. Let's find out how the semi-final and final played out that saw New Zealand beat Australia.
New Zealand beat Australia to win the World Cup. Here's Dame Nolene, Laura Langman and Lisa Alexander's thoughts following the result.
Yeah, it was heartfelt. And not only for us, but also the other people that we represent. So Netball New Zealand and our netball community and our country, really. So, you know, there's a lot in it for a lot of people and definitely meaningful.
You came into this competition not just preparing it in the last, you know, couple or so months. It's been just about a year in the making. Mm. How does it feel to get to the finish line with the result?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It has taken a long time for us to be able to get to this stage, and pretty much started in August and the strategy behind it, but also knowing we had to go through a bit of pain to be able to know exactly what we have and know where the opposition is, and then the steps, I suppose, to be able to improve ourselves. So it has been a long time coming, and every game that we've played or every camp, it was about being better than the previous game or camp. And slow grind, but sometimes all good things take time. And I think timing as well, just, you know, we're all just came together. There's probably areas, if I'm going to be honest, that I know we can do better, but, you know, we'll take it and very humbled.
Lisa Alexander just finished saying that you should be a lord for what you've done for the football team.
Yes.
And that she thinks, well, she says you've put New Zealand netball back on the map. So how does that make you feel?
Look, I'm very aware about my role, and I'm only one piece or one person in the mix of everything. And if anything, one of the things that I'm proud of is our holistic and our collective, and knowing that every person has a role to play in the big picture. So very humbled by her saying that, and it's really lovely, and she's a lovely person. But I'm just one person, and everybody's done their job.
Where do you get your grit from? What was the psychological edge you had over Australia?
It's just in our bones. I don't know. We just had a real focus on doing your job and doing it well. I think everybody in we came away with 12 strong players, and everyone contributed, and that's the environment we wanted to start creating in August, and I feel like we've made massive inroads into that.
Your word on Maria.
Look, she's a big game breaker and big game player, which we all know, and at the end she's able to do her job, and she's been consistent in that ability to be able to perform no matter what. Today is probably one of the areas once again that she, or one of the days again that she's shown out there, which is not, which is expected, I suppose, because that's what we're used to from her. You know, for her, we're so happy that she's part of our team. And one of our things is, once again, is about looking after each other, both on and off the court. So she's of value to us in netball, Silver Fern, and has so much of our long history with our sport. I think she's the longest cap player now, and still a bit twinkle toes on that baseline. So really happy that she was able to do the job out there.
Just got to say a big thanks to the big man up above who got us through this from day dot. It's been 4 years of hard work and joy. And I mean, you've got to give thanks to Nolene Tauroa, who is an absolute legend, as well as Debbie Fuller. They've come with clear structures and processes, and it's been hard getting, but good to. It's been 14 years, I've been waiting for this.
I think what has been probably one of the most memorable moments going to this moment here is the personal growth of players within the 12, let alone the entire squad, and that's so heartening. And I think that's a huge credit to Knowles and Debbie for just the way they attack the New Zealand style of play and the environment that they created.
What about yourself personally and Casey and Maria, having lost three finals before.
Far out, you've got to be in to win at eight. So I think, yeah, really special, I think, for the Fossils, because it's highly likely we won't be here. We'll be on the other side of the fence. But, yeah, like, you know what? I've been a firm believer, and it's the moments along the way. This moment's pretty special, but we've had some spectacular ones also to get to this point. And, yeah, just really want to make sure we acknowledge everyone that contributed, the New Zealand men, the NZA girls, people outside that squad, Netball New Zealand. Everyone's had a part to play, and, yeah, I think everyone's done their job and they did it bloody well.
When you think about the whole journey, what does this gold medal and this championship win mean for Netball in New Zealand?
Fourth time lucky, on a personal note. It's been a long time between drinks. 2003 actually was the last time I think we got it, and there's probably been numerous occasions where we've come so close and haven't quite got across the line. So today, to get across the line, oh man, it's so special. To be honest, at the end there, I was like, are we playing this penalty or is it full time? I'm not quite sure. But yeah, it was, what a game. It's one for memory bank, that's for sure. I won't be here at the next World Cup, I can tell you that for free.
Let's hear from Lisa Alexander on Australia's loss by one in that final.
They're shattered. Yeah, they're young women who wanted desperately to win a World Cup and show, I guess, the netball world, particularly in Australia, that they were the real deal. And they're hurting at the moment. We're terribly proud of them. They've done everything to its absolute nth degree from a high-performance point of view. You couldn't get athletes a more professional. I'm really, really proud of them. There wasn't really a lot different because the score was only one way, the other way. I think it's just the moments that happen. You know, just a tip or a touch one way, a call one way. It's you know, when you're competing and it's so even, you can't really put your finger on one thing. You know, we want to make sure that people are hurting because they know how much it hurts, and to remember that, because that's what helps drive athletes to higher levels of performance and training, and that group need to do that. They've obviously learnt a lot from that, and this group pretty much in the main will go forward into the next cycle. Look, I think Nolene's learnt a lot, obviously, from our way of doing things in Australia, and she's applied that to New Zealand netball, but you can't take everything from Australia over there. You've still got to be able to do it your own way, and I think she's done that extremely well. I mean, she should be lauded for what she's done for New Zealand netball. She's got it right back on the map again, and it's an amazing achievement.
All games, remember, they're going to be shown live on Sky Sports here in the UK. Can't wait.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.